Today is Sunday, June 3rd, 2018, and this...
Just wonderful. When's the happy occasion?
Not tomorrow in Las Vegas.
Oh, Lilith, how delightfully kitschy. It's your second marriage, so you've decided to poke fun at the institution by getting married in the tackiest place you could possibly choose.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 648.
Las Vegas, the honor! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this morning?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Happy
You're
to be here.
You're always wonderful.
Aw, so kind of you to say. Yeah, so we're going to do a lot of reminiscing about our most recent trip today.
Okay.
It's a very light news week, which I'm fine with because it gives us a chance to spend more time talking about our trip. Reflecting on fond memories that we created together as one in Las Vegas. Okay, so I need to turn myself down a little bit. My own voice is haunting me this morning. So before we do that, we want to thank a few people, as we always do at the top of the show. Our fine Patreon sponsors, or Patreon patrons.
Yay.
I'm getting things mixed up here. This podcast is listener supported by fine folks, including Ray Shaw, Mike and Sherry Manhart, Robin Aubin, Jeff Vancouver, Steve White, Frank Schwab, Brett with one T, and Christopher Alvarez. Thank you to all these fine folks and all of our Patreon patrons for supporting the podcast. If you are interested in doing so on a monthly basis, visit patreon.com/500. You can get all the details. We throw some bonus content at you once in a while, and that's our way of saying thank you. In addition to saying thank you here on this show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to buzz through the news really quick because there's not that much of it and there's not a lot to say about it. And then we're going to get into some trip stuff and we can talk extensively.
Okay.
You're just realizing I forgot to include something in the show notes, but that's okay. We can add
No, that. I'm looking through the trip stuff and wondering if I should wait and mention something there. Okay. I didn't,
Potpourri.
As usual, I did not read the show notes before we recorded the show.
That's okay. Why start now? Okay. Some quick news stuff. An update from last week, we were discussing the possibility of a culinary union strike, which could have a major effect if it were to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And as I expected and we discussed last week, the deadline passed, the June 1st strike deadline, and there was no strike, and they continued to negotiate, and as of this morning, there are tentative agreements between the union and Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts, and the others will likely fall in line in the coming weeks, mm-hmm. days and weeks. So, as of right now, no strike, and... Hooray.
Yes.
Played out exactly as I had predicted. I feel so wise. That's just how things go. You know, mm-hmm. there's negotiation tactics and everybody has a lot to lose in this. So it makes sense that they would settle.
When was the last time they actually had a...
Like early 80s, I think. Early to mid 80s. And it went on for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Things have changed a lot since then.
Yeah. There's so. Too much money to lose in...
Yeah.
The union side and the hotel's side.
Exactly. So there you go. If you have a trip booked, I wouldn't be too worried about it at this point. I'm worried about the strike affecting things because there probably won't be one. And if so, it's only going to be a limited number of properties at this point with the two largest employers of people in that union already coming to an agreement. So there you have it. I would imagine there's probably a formal vote among the union members to approve whatever the offers are from mm-hmm. Caesars and MGM. But it sounds like the fact they have a tentative agreement means the union has approved this, and thus it will likely all work out just mm-hmm. fine.
So it's looking good.
And I believe I saw, I haven't read a lot about this, but I believe I saw this morning, the MGM thing just happened overnight.
Yeah, because the only one I had seen was Caesars, yeah, and that happened a couple fairly days ago. Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a 5-year deal, so we won't have to even think about this for a while, so that's good. Quick restaurant note, Pink's Hot Dogs, which was located outside of Planet Hollywood, that has apparently closed.
Hmm.
We never went there.
No.
Are you feeling like you missed out on something?
No, my wiener needs on vacation are satisfied by American Coney, so.
I don't know how to feel about that, but okay. So there you go. If you had a craving for a gourmet hot dog, you're going to have to go elsewhere. Something that we learned this week, a couple things that we learned from our listeners, always great sources of information. One is that at Cosmopolitan, the social hour is gone.
No.
I know. Zaki on the Facebook group posted this. He was doing some trip research and realized there's no reference to social hour anymore on the Cosmo website. So I think it's been gone for at least a few weeks. But mm-hmm.
We took advantage of that on our last couple trips. We did not on this trip because it might have been gone before then, but we were not... I'm rambling.
Continue. No, the for people who aren't familiar with social hour, it was a sort of a coordinated happy hour between several restaurants. A lot of the restaurants at Cosmo, and they weren't necessarily all at the same time, but they were in the same general time frame.
I mean, you could fit a few of them in because I think Holstein started at 3:30, and then most of them were
5 to 6.
Yeah.
So,
but
unfortunately,
it was a nice way to go and try a new restaurant without committing to it financially a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we tried Haleo, and we tried several.
Momofuku.
Yeah, we tried several of
the restaurant, the restaurants that way. The Rose Rabbit Lai restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, that's the first time we had ever eaten there.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it's a nice way to sample a restaurant without having a full meal, because they had a lot of like small plates at discounted prices.
Yeah.
As well as cocktails, but that's gone, so boo.
Boo.
Bummed out to hear that.
The thing I was looking through the show notes for, to see if you had referred to some of the other changes at Cosmo that we noticed while we were there.
Or that we heard about while we were there.
Yeah.
No, not so much. We can talk about that a little bit. So one of our friends was staying there, and he, misnomer, many folks who listen know misnomer, we'll be hearing from him later in the call segment. And he was saying, having stayed there, that the service issues were not great. Like the VIP check-in is now only for Marriott guests. And it wasn't just that they made that change, but then they were like very adamant about making sure that
non-Marriott guests could not.
I think they let them check in, but they were like, but next time
don't you even come in here or we'll 86 you.
Yeah, kind of. It sounds like they were very I think he said that it was like there had been a mandate that make sure that everyone here knows the rules. All the customers know the rules.
You may not partake of our ice water with cucumbers in it.
I didn't even know that was a thing until he mentioned it. Because we always had like mimosas or a Cosmo. Mm-hmm. They would offer those the few times we were able to go into the invited guest line.
Something with alcohol,
there
sure.
There is still an invited guest line, but I think it's at the end of the check-in desk and not as quick and easy and doesn't make you feel as nice when you're checking in. So that's kind of a drag for people who used to book through a host and were able to check in there. Now you have to be a Marriott Rewards member at a certain level to use the VIP check-in.
Yeah.
And then he mentioned it online and they said, well, contact us. And then they were like, they doubled down on it.
Yeah. Like, that just makes it worse. That's what surprised me. Because he asked them about it again, very politely. And then they were like, no.
Were there other changes that you were thinking of in particular as far as things that you noticed or that we... I can't remember anything
else. No, I'm just concerned that there's an overall trend toward belt tightening.
Yeah, that seems to be happening. I mean, we've seen it with the drink tickets that they've... With the specialty drinks, you have to have 2 drink tickets now if you're playing video poker at the bar and blah, blah, blah. But we've talked about that in the past, I think. But yes, you know, we've been fans of Cosmo for a long time. I still really like the place.
Yes.
But one of the things very early on when we were spending obscene amounts of time at the now defunct bar Book and Stage, drinking delicious specialty cocktails comped while playing video poker.
Yeah, with good pay tables.
Yeah, well, for a while, yeah. But we made the point on this show several times,
take advantage of this
now, because this is not going to last.
No.
And I've got to say, a lot of the stuff lasted longer than I would have expected.
Yeah, I agree.
but that maybe makes it a little bit more painful even when it goes away.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you know, Cosmo might be on the downswing right now. We'll see what.
Yeah, I'll still continue to visit it.
I still really like it there. Restaurants are fantastic.
And we had a very good time playing video poker there.
We did. We did. You had some luck. So, so yeah, that's what's happening with Social Hour. So thanks again to Zaki for posting that on the Facebook group. And then the other thing that I learned from a listener this week was via Twitter. Our friend Kelly from Canada pointed out a new room option that is coming to Aria that is now being promoted on that website. I'd heard something about this a while ago, but I don't think they've been necessarily promoting it for very long. And it is a... I don't think the rooms are necessarily significantly different. I think it's pretty much their standard room, but they're on a high floor. Hmm. But they're offering new lounge access as part of booking. I think they're calling them resort. They have a resort room lounge that's going to open this fall. And then you can book, to get access to that, you can book a resort room that gives you access, like a resort club room or something like that. So the lounge thing must be, I know they have that for like some of their other like Sky Suites and stuff. It must be enough of a draw to make them build a new lounge and offer this new room type, and obviously at a higher rate, and they can give you a nice view from higher up and tie that in and make it a more expensive room product. I don't know what the rates are yet. They're not showing that. They just say coming this fall.
Do they have total washlets?
I don't know, because they're just this. I think they're just the deluxe rooms. Okay. They're not the corner suites or the upper tier rooms. Maybe that would be something worth promoting if they did.
Yeah, it would.
I know we have several listeners who are big fans, as you are. So the lounge access, based on what they have on the website right now, it includes. It looks like they're open pretty much all day. Not like, I think they close at midnight or something. But
it's not like limited hours, like. When we stayed at Hotel 32, where it was open for...
Yeah, this they have different blocks of time, and they're pretty much differentiating those blocks by what type of food they have out. So for a few hours, they have breakfast, and they have like light snacks, and then there's a social hour where you can get some free booze for a couple hours, just beer and wine. But hey, that's not bad. And then you also get priority check-in with these rooms. So anyway, if you're looking for a little bit nicer stay at Aria than what you already have, where you might, you know, have a little bit like lounge access and priority check-in and a great view guaranteed, this might be something to look into once the rooms are made available.
I would like to talk about this a little bit more.
Okay.
First of all, I would like to announce that I like free snacks.
You do like, really? That's a huge...
Yeah, that's...
A huge announcement.
I just thought of this when you were saying that, when we stayed at Hotel 32, which no longer exists.
But... That's a fantastic announcement. I like free snacks.
I have to write that down. I think that's our name of our show.
But please, it was so nice to wake up in the morning. And so I like pre-breakfast.
Please expand on that as well, that concept.
So they had some breakfast options in their lounge, so I would... run down there as I was getting ready and grab like a tiny breakfast sandwich or something, cheese crackers, whatever, and have that before we went on to our main breakfast.
Mm-hmm. So like a breakfast, like an appetizer?
Sure.
What do you normally have when we do not have lounge access?
Granola bars. Mm-hmm. It's not as exciting.
Not as exciting.
No.
I will sometimes have, as you refer to it, pre-breakfast when I know it's going to be a while before you're ready to go.
You mean, and like
I'm
every day?
Gambling. No, not every day, but if I have a feeling I'm going to get hungry before you're ready to go, then I'll grab something on the way out the door. We usually have room snacks just in case these things happen. But
yeah, and then at night sometimes you can grab a little something on the way to your room too.
And some bottled water.
Yeah.
And which is always nice to have.
Yeah. But the other thing I was wondering, so the social hour thing is a big deal at Virgin Hotels.
Yes, I'm curious to see how that works at their when they take over Hard Rock and it's a larger property.
Yeah.
If they implement some of those same things that they're doing at their new hotels as they open.
And if would this ever become a thing in Vegas with free beer and wine? Because when you're playing on the floor, you can get that. Anyway, I mean, it's not as much of a perk in Vegas.
No, I'm not sure if they're still doing it, but the Cromwell was doing that, where they had a set time at for hotel guests at mm-hmm. Bound.
Yeah.
For some free booze. Like I said, I don't know if that's continuing on. It's been a while mm-hmm. since we've stayed there.
But then again, would that get people liquored up so they would gamble more?
I know. This is the chicken and egg mm-hmm. of Las Vegas. Yeah.
So I feel like it's a bigger perk in other cities, but it still might have some benefits in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm curious to see if it becomes a thing. But the free snacks, those are a perk anywhere.
Is there any other... So would you... I have to probe...
The snacks have to be a certain quality, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because remember the Diamond Lounge where...
I do remember the Diamond Lounge. They for still a while, exist. There we was just a don't lot go of, there anymore.
Yeah. For a while, there was a lot... There were hot food options, and people would line up when the hot food came out.
It was ridiculous.
And then they downgraded gradually, and it wasn't as... I mean, the drinks were still awesome. The bartenders and servers were still awesome. It was just... Not as much of a...
I can't remember which of our friends it was that pointed out the ridiculousness of people who...
Who spend a ridiculous amount of money gambling, lining up for free food at 6 o'clock every night.
Well, yeah, like part of the benefit of achieving Diamond is to skip the line at the buffet and at the change booth. And yet they line up for an hour to get...
To get some beef Wellington. Some
half-assed free appetizers. Yeah. It is comical. Oh, that's... Yeah, that's Vegas for you. So, okay. Well, we've established your love of free snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Would you choose... I know every once in a while, some of the nicer bars will have, you know, some little snack mix.
Oh, yeah.
Parasol up and down at Wynn, for example.
Some of the bars at Aria do. Right. Mandarin Oriental, which will be something else.
Would you be inclined to choose one of those bars over others based on their free snacks?
Possibly.
I'm learning more about you this week, which I always enjoy during the podcast.
Possibly. It depends on the quality of the drinks and the quality of the snacks.
All right. Okay, there you go.
I don't think I would go to a bar solely based on the snacks unless it were something really amazing. Because this bar snacks are usually like trail mix, mixed nuts.
It's like snacks mix, maybe some sriracha peas or something. Mm-hmm. Yes, and who doesn't enjoy a good sriracha pea? Burns a little on the way out, but all right. Had to get that toilet joke in there right away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else on free snacks or the Aria rooms or any of our news items before we move on to other things?
I think I'm good for now, but I'm sure I'll come up with something.
I think we've covered it. Okay. We're going to talk a bunch about our trip in a minute. But before we do that, let's talk about our friends at Auto Slash. You'll save some cash. That's right, you will. Auto Slash is doing wonderful things to help you save money on your car rentals, not only in Las Vegas, but anywhere that you're looking to rent a car. And... We've talked about it the last several weeks. It's great because it's free. Free mm-hmm. is a good thing. Free we to like use their free. Service. Yep.
It's like the free snacks of car rental services.
Wow, it really is. It really is. It's free and it's easy. And easy is good too. And you know it's easy because all you have to do is go to their website, autoslash.com. Easy to remember. It's their name with .com tacked on at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty logical. I'm glad that they have an easy URL to remember. It's not like carrentalsforless.net.edu, which isn't even a thing.
No.
Anyway, you go to their website at autoslash.com. You give them your information, specifically when you're looking to rent a car, what type of car you're looking to rent. And they do all the work for you. They search high and far and long and deep for, that's getting to be a little much, for all of the coupons and discount codes that are available. If you've rented a car online, which many of you have, you know that it's a pain in the butt to try to find the best rate. I'm never convinced I have the best rate, but with Auto Slash I can be because they do all the work. They go through all the codes. If you're a member of something like Costco or AARP or AAA, they can search those as well to factor in their discounts, and they make sure that you have access to all the best rates. And they give you all this information. They say, hey, here's what we're finding. And then later on, after you've booked, you can have them monitor things for you, and they will tell you if a lower rate becomes available than what you already booked. And even if you booked through someone other than them, you can give them your information, and they will monitor that.
Mm-hmm.
And they will say, hey.
We can save you some money.
Hey there, fancy boy. Rebook your rental car, and you'll save money. And it works. And we know that it works because we've had listeners telling us it works. And here's another one this week that we... just another listener testimonial.
Tim and Michelle, greetings and salutations. This is Steve from North Carolina. I don't have a trip till September, but I just want to give you guys a shout out for the Auto Slash. Tim, I'll let you sing the jingle. But I use it actually for a different trip on your recommendation, and I got a cheaper rate. So I want to say thanks and keep up the good work. Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Yay.
Glad to hear that. And I know we've had some other listeners who have let Auto Slash know that they've saved some money and that they heard about their services through us. So we appreciate that, too, because it lets Auto Slash know that, you know, their sponsorship of the show is paying off. So thanks to people who have notified them on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. But it makes me very happy too when I hear that our listeners are benefiting from one of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel very good about promoting this company on this podcast. So whether you have a trip to Las Vegas planned and you want to rent a car, or you're going somewhere else and you need to rent a car, check out autoslash.com. You're going to get a really good deal, and it's a good way to support this show by supporting one of our sponsors. I'm having trouble with words today. Which is never good. Anyway, autoslash.com. Check it out. Oh, and thank you to Autoslash for your support. We adore you. Okay, I'm excited to talk more about our trip. We started last week. We're going to continue this week. We're going to continue next week.
Ah, sweet memories.
I know, especially when it's such a wonderful trip. So last week we talked a little bit just about a couple, you know, general things we did. But this week I want to talk first of all about gambling and then maybe get on to some restaurant stuff as well. You may recall, our beloved listeners, from our last trip, we came away from that trip a little bit beaten down.
The last trip in December.
Yes. Before this one. And
yeah,
it wasn't like we were down on Las Vegas in general.
No.
It was just like, I need a little bit of a break. I know it's going to come back, but part of it was the gambling. We took a beat down, and
a lot of it was the gambling.
Most of it was the gambling. Let's be honest. The last couple trips before this one, we didn't go well.
Yeah, gambling wise, fun wise, yes. Gambling wise,
yeah.
And then when you have a winning trip, you realize how much more fun you can have when you actually make money.
This trip was the opposite of that in terms of gambling success. So we played. It was mainly video poker, a little bit of slots mixed in. We didn't play any table games this trip. But it started out, you had some pretty good luck. We're not going to go into extensive detail, but you had some pretty good luck. And we're playing on house money pretty early on.
Yeah.
Which is delightful.
It's so much fun. I highly recommend it.
Yes. And then I was up a little bit or down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Within the range that I almost consider it, like if the trip were to have ended, I would have considered it a break even.
Yeah.
It's within a couple $100, you know, it's like, okay.
Right. Right. Which is still, I mean.
Yes. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But then I had one day where all of a sudden it swung. I hit a royal flush and I was up the rest of the trip. And after that, I was still hitting.
Mm-hmm. You're still hitting just four deuces here and there.
Yeah. Just a lot of cash outs, a lot of sessions where I was winning, which is a wonderful thing. Even if you're just winning a few $100 in a session, that's a wonderful feeling.
It is.
To be able to cash out. Because there have been trips where
where you're just feeding the machine's money.
Yeah. So if you start to lose faith in gambling, just know it'll come back. It
just
can
keep
happen.
Trying.
Yes, keep playing. Keep playing until you're either bankrupt or you have a winning trip. That's horrible advice.
That is horrible advice.
But it brought back that feeling that I missed from our last couple trips. So pretty happy about winning.
And I think part of it felt like a long trip in a good way. Like it didn't feel like everything was just flying by. I felt like I could enjoy and savor.
You could, and you did. And the ability to play for long periods of time is just a nice thing. Even if you're not necessarily winning large amounts of money.
For sure.
And we had some long sessions where we put in some money and just sit there for get a lot of entertainment value out of our gambling money.
Yeah.
So it was lovely. Mm-hmm. Beyond video poker, we did play some slot machines, and I thought we'd give some very brief time to a couple of the newer slots that we played. If you're interested in seeing what these look like, YouTube is full of videos these days on slot machines, and you can see all the specifics. So I'm not going to go into a ton of detail on them, but A couple of the themed slot machines that I was excited to check out were Animal House, which I played at the D. Mm-hmm. They have a single machine.
Over by Anchorman.
Yeah, kind of near the
Which, American if you want a free massage, I was watching you play, and the butt rumbles were still going, so I'm like, okay. I did eventually put some money in, but...
You were getting...
I was getting free butt rumbles.
Residual butt rumbles by sitting next to me?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's
a bonus.
I don't think it was from your machine. I think the Anchorman machine was just...
Oh, during the demo it was giving you some butt rumbles?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive. All right, so Animal House, of course, is the legendary movie from the early 80s.
Do we need to explain butt rumbles?
No.
Okay, good.
No, the chair, well, I guess the chair shakes. It's part of the whole overall look and feel of the machines. And
it wasn't my butt doing the rumbling.
I don't remember. Did Animal House? Yeah, did Animal House? I don't know. Some of them have where you can control the level of butt rumble. I can't recall if Animal House had that. I think it might have. So if you're not fond of
the vibrations,
yes, then you can turn it down. But I liked the machine a lot. I had a good time, and part of it was that I got a bonus round fairly quickly, and that a lot of times your fun on some of these newer themed slot machines depends
on
bonus rounds.
Yeah.
And I got a bonus, and then there were several bonuses within the bonus, which reminded me of the glory days of playing Wonka, where every once in a while you'd get the Wonka bonus, and then you'd get all these mini bonuses within it. This is not the three reel type of slot. This is a video slot with, I don't know, five or six reels and all kinds of shit going on. You don't know what the fuck is going on half the time. But once you get the bonus rounds on the Animal House machine, at least in my experience, there's a lot of things happening. It's very entertaining. If you're a fan of the movie Animal House, you're going to love it because there's a lot of inside references from the movie. There's a lot of video clips. There's one bonus round where I didn't win anything and it gave me the 0.0 clip, which I love. And then I think it did end up giving me like a little
consolation prize
based on that. All the characters from the movie are represented. It's very entertaining if you're lucky enough to be able to play it for a little while. So I enjoyed it. I think I only played it the one time.
No, I thought you went back and it wasn't as profitable.
Did I make it back? I know I was intending to. I don't remember if I ever made it down there to play it again. I feel like I got sidetracked and didn't make it.
I thought you did.
Okay. Well, the one time I played it, I cashed out a couple $100. And if I did play a second time, I did not. But it was very enjoyable. The other machine that I wanted to play, it was the Seinfeld slot machine. And this one was a similar platform to the Simpsons machines, which are really well done. But this one...
There was too much going on for me.
Really?
Yeah. It was like...
Visual overload?
Yes.
Yeah. This one I didn't play for as long. It much like the Simpsons machines, when I've played those, my money does not last long on them. So I liked the graphics and some of the references and stuff, but I didn't. It didn't keep me there long enough to thoroughly enjoy it. So...
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't. I wasn't inclined to go back after playing it once.
Yeah. I think slot machines are getting more and more complex, and at some point, they're going to be too complex.
Like there's too much stuff?
Yeah. That's how I felt with this one.
Okay.
Like I can understand a certain wanting to build in more levels just to keep you entertained, but this one, it was not relaxing for me. It was. I was just trying to figure out what was going on, and maybe I'd had some beverages. I don't know, but for slots, I want to be able to put my money in, press a button, and have it be fairly straightforward.
Okay. Well, there you go. So I'd give a B plus to Animal House and a C minus to Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't remember. Did we play anything else noteworthy as far as new themed slots? I don't feel like we did. I don't
think so.
All right. Well, one of the things that we wanted to mention is
And you played Seinfeld at El Cortez.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was by the back bar.
There you go.
There was a love seat.
Oh, that's right. We got to sit together on one of those little couches, which is always entertaining.
And romantic.
Oh, it sure is. I feel like we really grew closer in our relationship playing slot machines together. All right. One of the things down to, we're going to talk mainly about stuff on the strip on the show, but since we're talking about gambling, I want to talk about the casino floor at Binion's. Or it has a new nickname
now. It has a new nickname.
Now, what was the story here? You heard this in the bathroom at somewhere?
The bathroom at Four Queens, which I try to avoid because it smells in there.
I know. I'm amused that you were running over to the Fremont bathroom.
I was.
Which is, that's funny to mm-hmm. me that.
Yeah.
But
I will go out of my way to not go to the Four Queens bathroom.
The Four Queens bath men's room is not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah.
But it's still, there's something about it that's still sort of unappealing. They got rid of their little waterfall thing as
they
you enter the bathroom.
They did. I liked that.
I used to pee in that. No, I'm just kidding.
but
anyway.
Yeah, even with the waterfall. Oh, the air quality in there is horrendous.
While you were in the restroom, you came back from the restroom delighted that you had a new nickname for Binion's.
Yes. So one lady was saying to another lady, I think we should go over to the Binion. And that was how we referred to it the rest of the trip.
It became the Binion, and it probably will for the rest of time. Uh-huh. But I am always amused when people don't quite get the names of things right. Mm-hmm. I get it sometimes.
I get it when people say the whatever.
Sometimes, yeah. It just feels like Bellagio. I get that people say the Bellagio because it sort of feels like it should be that way. Mm-hmm. But
when people say the Bally's, that sounds weird.
The Bally's sounds weird. Or when people tack on an S at the end of, well, remember, I know we've had people refer to the restaurant, Henry's.
Henry's.
I like when people get it a little bit wrong. It uh-huh. amuses me for some reason. But the Binion is a good one because what is that?
How do you get the Binion out of Binion's? I don't know, but it was delightful.
Anyway, so what we wanted to discuss a little bit is I've been disappointed in Binion's for a long time,
mm-hmm.
just because it's become a den of sadness, especially with the hotel closed.
We do play slots over there occasionally.
Yeah, we have on occasion.
One of the things it has going for it is they do have a pretty good rotation of new slots.
They do. One of the things that's been a little bit shanty about it in the last couple of years is there's a lot of dead space in mm-hmm. the casino.
Especially towards the back.
Yeah, and they've done a pretty good job recently of filling that in. It doesn't feel quite so sparse
mm-hmm.
in places throughout the casino now. And one of the examples is they created this little area that they're referring to as, I think, the slot arcade. Is that what it was branded?
I thought it was
as?
The slot arena.
The slot arena. That's what it was. Thank you. And I think it used to be, a poker room.
Mm-hmm. Because you have to step down to get into it.
A couple steps down. It's got plexiglass around it. It feels like a separate area.
Mm-hmm.
And they have electronic versions of their table games in there. So their electronic slots, roulette and blackjack,
mm-hmm.
are down there, as well as newer slot machines. So if you're looking for specific newer machines, that's a good place to look.
Mm-hmm.
How this is going to work, I don't know, because the two times I walked through there, it was dead.
Yeah.
There's like one person in there. So maybe having it offset a little bit isn't a good thing. I don't mm-hmm. know. But
I like that they're trying something.
Yeah, that they're using that space for something. And then even toward the back where they have the like shitty cheap t-shirt stands, they put in some advertising wall things mm-hmm. to at least have something there, so it's not this just large open space. Those have been there for a while. I remember those last time I walked through there as well. It just felt a little bit better in there having mm-hmm. things spread out a little bit more and not these large open spaces.
So
that's all right.
Hey, 500, this is not
how the fuck did that happen?
I do not know.
I bumped my iPad. We'll get back to that gentleman in a while. Okay, so anything else on the Binion?
Nope.
So dumb.
The Binion.
Okay, let's talk about food.
Oh, Vegas.
And I'm going to get hungry now.
Oh, me too.
Talking about this stuff. A lot of the meals during this trip were at familiar places, but we did try some new things. Some of the familiar places that we ate. We tended to use a lot of casino comps this trip mm-hmm. for meals. Specifically at Four Queens.
Oh, man.
I've racked up a lot of... We play at the bar at Four Queens a lot, and I've racked up a ton of comps there.
Yeah.
So we decided we need to burn some of these off this trip.
Got to burn some comps.
Yeah. So we ended up eating breakfast at Magnolia's.
Almost every day.
A lot. And that's a good coffee shop mm-hmm. type restaurant. They've got a big menu. We had the same thing every day. It's not. Yeah. It's like your basic breakfast stuff. But
and, okay, No one's going to replace Dupar's pancakes in my heart.
No.
But
you were a fan of the...
I was very happy with their pancakes. A little crispy around the edges.
Good. So dependable. Yeah.
Dependable pancakes. Fast, hot food.
Yeah, the food is good. The service is good.
Yeah.
We ate there several times and
yeah, we had a good service. Fourth meal there. I had some chicken parm. I don't remember what you had, but we desperately needed something before we retired for the night.
Yep.
And I might have mentioned this before, but I've always been intimidated by the line at Magnolia's.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't one for one.
Yeah.
But also, it's not really that big of a line when you mm-hmm. realize it's...
It just goes to the top of the
stairs.
There's
like six steps.
Yeah.
And then you're at the hostess stand. So even if there's a mm-hmm. line out into the casino, it's probably not really all that long, even though it might look that way. So yeah, we had a good experience there and we used comp points. And then we also had a lovely dinner at Hugo's Cellar at mm-hmm. Four Queens, which was...
Home of the Salad Wagon.
I love the Salad Wagon. It was great.
It was so good.
You had filet with
shrimp,
and I had, what were those things called?
Tornadoes or something?
Yeah, it was like two little filets with foie gras and artichoke hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And foie gras, I'm not necessarily a huge fan of foie gras, but I hate geese. So that was my that went into my decision. And I know every time that comes up that there's usually somebody who's very offended about what goes into making foie gras, and normally mm-hmm. I would not be a fan of that, but as I've said, fuck geese. They deserve all the abuse they get. They're the assholes of the bird kingdom, and I'm not feeling bad about eating part of them. Anyway, so that was great. One of the other nice things is that in terms of using downtown casino comps, the new slot club at the D and Golden Gate, Club One, I believe it's called.
Yeah, the One Club.
Yeah, something like that. They make it much easier now to use their comps at outside restaurants that they mm-hmm. partnered with. So, for example, Latai.
Yes.
Which we love.
Latai.
That's a Fremont East restaurant. They now just swipe the card and can take comps up. I think before you may have had to go to the slot club and get a certificate or something. I don't remember mm-hmm. what the process was, but now it's...
It was complicated, and now it's not.
It's very simple. And same thing, they also now... allow you to use your comp points at Eureka,
which we'll probably discuss in detail next week.
Yeah, next week we'll talk about that. But that is across from El Cortez.
Go for brunch, get the cornbread and chicken. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you're ruining a next week's show. Anyway, we were able to use D comps there, and it's very quick and easy.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to burn off some downtown comps, those are a couple options mm-hmm. for you. Okay, we want to talk about restaurants on the Strip that we tried.
Yes.
Some new places at Caesar's Palace that we were all gung-ho about trying, and I'm glad that we did. The first one is Hell's Kitchen at Caesar's Palace. Mm-hmm. That is in the former Serendipity 3 location right out on the Strip, that separate satellite building. We were at the Cromwell.
Uh-huh.
Or Cromwell's.
We're at Cromwell's.
playing video poker, and we're starting to get hungry, and it was like mid-afternoon. It was like an off time, like 2 o'clock.
And let's say the liquid... The drinks to food ratio was tipping heavily in the drinks' favor at that point.
Was this the day that we decided to have a spur of the moment happy hour at the shanty town at Bally's?
Yes.
On our way.
That
okay.
Was,
so we.
Yes.
I completely forgot to put that in the show notes. We drank at two bars at the Grand Bazaar shops.
I was almost at Grand Canal shops.
No
That's
canals.
A little different.
No canals at Bally's yet.
No.
Born and Raised was one, and that was just kind of a basic bar that. Mm-hmm. Hip-hop playing, mm-hmm. what was it, like a Drake album or something?
Yeah.
It's really good service there. And we just had a cocktail there. And then mm-hmm. we decided, I don't even know why we ended up deciding to do this. We just decided, let's do a bar crawl. And we ended up being two.
Yeah.
What was the other place that we drank at? Do you remember?
I do not remember.
One of the other bars at Bally. So we had a couple cocktails. Then we went over to the Cromwell and we were playing over there.
Mm-hmm.
More cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And then came the realization...
And
shit.
We had started having cocktails at Cosmo.
Yeah, we really should probably get some food because this is going to be a bad afternoon if we don't.
Uh-huh.
So
sadly, we did not partake in any of the drinks at Hell's Kitchen, which looked delicious.
Yeah. Well, so we were sitting at the bar at the Cromwell, and we decided we were going to try Hell's Kitchen. And I said, okay, I'll see if I can get a reservation through Open Table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, my friend.
No, even though it was like... an off time, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on
Saturday.
Saturday afternoon. Nothing. It said the next possible reservation was like 9 p.m. on Monday or something. It was a ways off. So we decided let's go see if we can get a seat at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Went over there. They weren't super busy. there were quite a few seats in the restaurant. I suspect we may have even been able to get a restaurant seat.
Uh-huh.
But we decided, let's sit at the... They gave us a high top table in the mm-hmm. bar area, which is great. There were three of us.
Yep.
And worked out very well. Got in right away. No waiting. And we're famished. So you had...
Oh, it was...
A lovely sandwich.
Short rib grilled cheese. Oh, God, it was so good. So
it was everything you had dreamed
good.
Of. Did you have...
And more.
I don't remember. Was there anything with that as far as like fries or anything? Potato chip?
It says fingerling potato chips.
That's what it says in the menu. Is that what you had? Potato chips?
I don't remember. I just remembered the sandwich, and I loved that sandwich.
It looked very good. I went with the Hell's Kitchen Burger, which I believe is also available at Gordon Ramsay Burger at Planet Hollywood, but I had not had that one before. And it came with seasoned fries. It was $22. Your sandwich was $19.
Worth every penny? It was so good.
The Hell's Kitchen Burger was really good, too. And it's a more spicy burger, but I like spicy food. And
yeah. It was exactly just, what I needed at the time.
That's what I was just going to say as well. Just hit the spot.
Uh-huh.
And then we also had sticky toffee pudding, which is the signature dessert at Gordon Ramsay's restaurants. And it was very, very good. It was delicious.
But I enjoyed it. I would gladly have it again.
Well, I enjoyed it too, but it reinforced my stance on not ordering dessert.
And please explain.
It took as long to get the fucking dessert as it took us to eat the rest of our meal. Like,
I don't remember that because I was having a lovely conversation with John.
I was so close to getting out of there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was like, if this doesn't show up in another 2 minutes, I am walking.
I don't remember getting that sense from you. But then again, I was a little...
I was getting irritated.
Oh.
I didn't let it show too much, but I was getting irritated.
Oh.
And at one point, the waitress did stop by and say, your dessert will be here soon. But it's like, really? How long does it fucking take to make that? It shouldn't take that long to order. If you order dessert, it should be there in like 5 minutes. I'm opposed to long extensions of the meal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's been well documented.
But it was delicious when it came. I did enjoy it.
That's good.
I just don't. I started commenting on how long it was taking. I'm surprised you don't remember that.
Well.
You're ignoring me by that point. I would give Hell's Kitchen 2 thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
How many thumbs up would you give it?
Dose.
So we're giving it a total of 4 thumbs up.
Yes.
All right. I will eat there again. And we'll go back and try some of their cocktails.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. The other places. Anything else on Hell's Kitchen?
The sound quality in the room. The previous space was super loud. They did not have a lot of things there to absorb the sound. Like the walls and the floor. Like they're... It was loud in there.
From the windows to the walls.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very loud.
Till the sweat drips down and falls.
Or something. It's a, it's a much improved use of the space. The design's nicer. It's a much warmer feel in there.
Yes. I used to refer to Serendipity 3 as the worst place to have a hangover because of the noise issue.
Yeah.
And now it's much more sedate.
Yes,
decorated well.
I was impressed with what they did with the space.
Yeah.
So I would be inclined to go back.
For sure.
The other place at Caesar's Palace that we tried was Pronto by Giada.
Pronto.
This was very a very different experience.
Yeah.
This is a quick service sort of restaurant. So you line up at the counter and you order on one end and then pay at the other end and then stand there and wait for your food.
Yep.
And there's a handful of tables. There's quite a bit of seating.
Yeah.
I'd say a moderate.
However,
amount.
The seating was dirty. They didn't really have somebody cleaning stuff up.
Yeah.
I noticed several tables around us had crumbs and leftover food on them. Yeah.
Not enough people tending to that. So there's no wait staff. It's not like the other Giada restaurant where you order and they bring it all to you. This is almost a self-serve kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Very, very busy there. And I would say, especially if there are conventions, it's right at the bottom, very close to the bottom of the escalators to the convention center at Caesars.
Yep.
And a lot of conventioneers hanging out there, grabbing their coffee in the morning. We were there for breakfast.
Wearing their lanyards.
I was throwing side eye at them because I have this irrational contempt for people who are at conventions in Vegas when
I'm having
fun.
Even though you've been one.
I know. I still don't completely. I think it's just like this dose of real world thrown into my escape from reality. I'm like, oh, yeah. You people are here. You're choosing to sit in a meeting room and take notes while this fun surrounds you. What the fuck are you doing? But I get it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've done it. Anyway, we each had an egg sandwich. They were $9 each.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where they have them pre-made and then they throw them in one of their little,
mm-hmm.
one of those little quick heat ovens. Yeah.
Because it was hot.
It was very hot, and it was good. It was a good sandwich.
Mine was okay.
Yeah. You had, am I correct here?
Yeah.
Well, you had the pancetta and provolone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the antipasti breakfast
I'd have something
sandwich.
Different next time. It was...
There are like four or five breakfast sandwich options, and then they have some things like yogurt mm-hmm. cups and...
Fruit. And,
yeah, stuff like that. But
I think they were charging like $1.69 for bananas, like one banana.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But that's the price you pay for convenience.
My assessment of it was that it's a decent option if you're in the area and want a quick bite.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, to me at least, not a destination.
Yeah.
It was this time because we wanted to try it, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't...
But we were doing other stuff on the strip.
Right.
So we weren't going there just to do that alone.
No. But I wouldn't travel far to visit this place.
Yeah.
And if the line is long, I don't think I'd stick around either.
Oh,
I'd find
no.
something else. It's located near the buffet and Rao's at Caesar's Palace if you're looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd give it one knuckle. I'd give it, that's horrible.
Oh, man, that is horrible.
We have no rating system here.
We don't.
We used to kind of try to do one and we don't. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. I wouldn't go out of my way for it. All right. Another restaurant we ate at on the strip was called Bruxy. It's at the park.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a...
And you were hangry.
This is a Tim's getting hangry. What's the closest restaurant choice?
Yes.
Although this is
something
where you...
But it was something I always wanted to try.
Yeah. It's a chicken and waffles place.
Mm-hmm.
Fast food.
I enjoyed my sandwich immensely. It was delicious.
Good. So you had the original chicken and waffle sandwich, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that was $12.
Mm-hmm.
I had chicken tenders with fries. I mm-hmm. had six chicken tenders.
Mm-hmm.
That was $15. They also have, I think you can get four
yeah.
for a couple bucks less.
It's not the box combo or the three finger combo like you can get at Raising Cane's.
I will admit that, so Raising Cane's, if they're not in your area, it's a fast food place that is expanding through the country, and all mm-hmm. they have is chicken fingers. And I do like to go there on occasion simply so I can ask you how many fingers you'd like. That is for my amusement,
mm-hmm.
because I am me.
A dirty little boy.
I am a filthy, filthy boy. So you really enjoyed Bruxy?
I did. And thank you for letting me dip my fries into your ranch dressing.
I know, you were stealing my ranch. And didn't even ask. At least a courtesy, can I have some of that? What am I going to say? It was good. I enjoyed my mm-hmm. my kickin' chicken tenders. A little bit of spice.
I wouldn't
good and crispy.
Go out of the way for it, but if you're in the area, solid option.
If I was going to an event at T-Mobile or Park Theater and I just wanted something
a quick bite.
And delicious, I would... definitely make it an option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I give a thumbs up to Bruxy. I give it two fists. No.
Stop. Please stop.
I'm failing. I'm failing at our rating system this week. All right. I enjoyed Bruxy and you did too. So that's a good thing. Finally, an off strip. We don't go off strip all that often. We usually stick to Fremont Street or mm-hmm. Las Vegas Boulevard. But we made an exception this week. Is that your phone?
That's
what is
my
that?
Phone. I'm
driving
ignoring
crazy.
It. It's probably a telemarketer. It'll stop in a couple seconds.
I am. How is it that I am deaf?
Uh-huh.
I'm not technically deaf, but I wear hearing aids. Not mm-hmm. right now. I'm not wearing them right now. But like when I leave the house, I wear mm-hmm. hearing aids. And I can't hear a lot of things.
But
and
my phone.
The vibration of your phone, I can hear 6 miles away. It is so weird. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well.
Let's not start a list. let's talk about an off-strip thing we did, and then we'll move on to some phone calls and call it a day. Okay, so in the next week, we're going to talk about some downtown food options that we checked out and some drinking stuff. We call them bars here on the podcast. We went to Golden Tiki, which is a tiki bar off strip.
Yeah.
There are two
surprisingly, the Golden Tiki is a tiki bar.
I know. It would be weird if it was not. There are two fairly well-known tiki bars off strip. One is Frankie's, which we've been to.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Golden Tiki.
Which we had not been to until this trip.
I know. We hung out there with our friends John and Misnomer.
Yep.
And we had been wanting to check this out for a while, and it worked out great. It is very different than... Oh, first of all, let's talk about our Lyft ride. We don't usually talk about this stuff too much, but we had an entertaining experience with a Lyft driver.
Yes.
We had an older gentleman, mm-hmm. I would say mid to late 60s, probably.
I would say late 60s.
And super nice gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a, I would call it a tip sheet.
Yeah.
He said, you're in luck. You've gotten into the only ride sharing car where you get this free information, mm-hmm. and he gave it to you, and it had all sorts. It was like tiny writing, and had all sorts.
I have
of,
a picture of it. You can post it on the Facebook group.
I'll post it on the Facebook group. What sorts of things? I didn't look that closely at it, but you did. What did it have on it? Like,
just
discount stuff.
Yeah, a lot of it was tips for gambling on Fremont Street. Not like how to play, but where to play.
Okay,
go to El Cortez and go here. And,
okay,
yeah.
But then more amusing was, he was someone who you can tell he was used to dropping his knowledge on his
uh-huh.
riders
uh-huh.
about the city and about things to enjoy, which is very, very nice.
Yeah.
Unlike a lot of the cab drivers and stuff where they feed you a line of bullshit, this guy knew his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But he met his match in us in that he was trying to sort of stump us.
Yeah.
The example I can think of is he said, are you planning on spending any time on the strip? And I said, yeah, well, we are. And he said, well, do you like to drink? And I said, well, we're going to a tiki bar, so you figure it out. And he said, if you're looking for the cheapest place in the strip area to drink, and immediately we cut him off, and you got it before I did. You
stage
said,
door.
Stage door. And he was shocked that we knew what that was. And then I think he kind of, mm-hmm. I think we might have bummed him out a little
aww.
Bit because he couldn't stump us with anything.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
We had some nice banter.
It was an entertaining ride.
Yes.
So we took a car over to the Golden Tiki, which is in Chinatown. We had never been to Chinatown before. This visit to Chinatown reinforced, again, things are being reinforced for me. My mm-hmm. My opinions based on little are, I'm being... It makes me feel good about some of the opinions I've formed.
Okay. And why is that?
Well,
it's not worth going out of the way for stuff?
I really liked going to the Golden Tiki. We'll talk about that in a minute. But as I've said before, in most cities when we're there, I like to explore areas beyond the tourist zone.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, San Francisco, London, wherever we are, like to find out these, you know, out of the way places, explore the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Las Vegas is, and this will offend everyone who's from there, it's not, do I say it's not a real city? It is a real city.
It is a real city.
Especially now that they have a sports team, I feel like Pinocchio is becoming a real boy. But it doesn't have like classic explorable neighborhoods. It's suburbia.
People, yeah. Well, I feel like
this is not
designed intentionally so people can go home and not have all the stimulation of the tourist
area. Part of it is when the city grew as well. But it's not
which is what I personally would want if I were to reside there, which I will not because it's my escape. But
here's the example, Chinatown where we went. If you go to San Francisco and you go through Chinatown, it's this cool neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. You've got this giant gate that you walk through.
There are parks with these ancient Chinese people doing Tai Chi and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
In Las Vegas, Chinatown is a series of strip malls. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, like, there's some great restaurants in the outlying areas of Las Vegas and all that. They're in strip malls. It's suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
It's boring. Some good things, but it's boring. It's not somewhere I'm inclined to...
It's not an experience or an atmosphere. It's...
Right.
You go... You have to go through suburbia to get to this...
I don't know. So anyway...
I don't know what I'm saying.
Like, seeing their Chinatown, I'm just like, yep, This is exactly what I thought it would be, a boring series of strip malls. I'm sure there's some wonderful restaurants there.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to the restaurant, then you leave. It's not like you're going to hang out and take in all this great culture. It's a strip mall. Anyway, in one of these strip malls is the Golden Tiki, a fantastic tiki bar that we enjoyed ourselves in. It is very different than Frankie's, which is another off-strip tiki bar that we've enjoyed. Frankie's is much more of a dive bar.
Yeah.
It's dark. This place is dark too, but not that dark. It's dark and smoky. Golden Tiki is much more of, I would almost describe it as like a neighborhood tavern. There are big comfy booths, one of which we had in the corner, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
You can have a decent conversation there. It's not overly loud. It feels a little bit more comfortable than a dive bar.
Unless you're comfortable in dive bars, which I am.
But I like them both just in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Really good service at Golden Tiki. We had a server who was very attentive to our needs. They weren't swamped. It was busy, but not like packed.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good and probably contributed to us having good service. We had a celebrity sighting. Vinnie Paul from Pantera was sitting at the bar.
Uh-huh.
Misnomer spotted him. And he seemed to be everywhere we went. We saw him twice during our trip. But tiki drinks are $10 to $12. We had a variety of them, and I didn't bother to note what they were because they're tiki drinks. They're filled with rum and fruity stuff, fruity juice. Fruit juice and rum, that makes your tiki drink. On the menu, they have a little flame symbol next to those that have fire.
Yes.
And they have between two and six dots to indicate
strong they are.
How strong. I, of course, went for the strongest one right away.
Mm-hmm.
But when I left there, I wasn't stumbling. We had like, two or three rounds, and I wasn't shit-faced drunk. Mm-hmm. I was feeling a nice buzz.
Same.
But the drinks were delicious.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts? Did you enjoy your time at Golden Tiki?
I did. I really did. And the Dole Whip.
That's
Dole
one of their signature
things. And some of... You can get Dole Whip by itself. You can get it with rum. You can get it. Some of the drinks have Dole Whip.
How would you describe Dole Whip for those who are not familiar?
Is it like, how would you describe it?
Had one little scoop.
A sherbet.
There you go.
Thing. Pineapple flavored.
It was delicious.
It was delicious. I had it as part of my painkiller drink. And it was, I purposely ordered a drink with Dole Whip in it so I could.
But you can order it separate too. They have different options for that. So if you're going to go there, you should probably check that out because it's kind of one of the things they're known for and it's very good.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a lovely time and the drinks, like I said, $10 to $12 each.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad for tiki drinks.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I enjoyed it. I would consider going back with a group of friends.
For sure.
I don't know that I'm inclined to go there often.
Yeah.
But I would not be opposed to returning.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be more fun with a small group of people.
Which is part of the reason we enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thumbs up to Golden Tiki. If you've been thinking about exploring the Tiki bars, I would recommend going to both of them.
Yes.
Both Frankie's and the Golden Tiki and see how they are different. And
find which one works for you.
Both of them work just fine for me. I'd go back to either.
Same.
So we give the Golden Tiki
two flaming.
I don't know. Two flaming torches. All right, should we take some phone calls?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, this is Misnomer. I hope you can hear me. I'm calling from the Cheap Trick concert at the Hard Rock. I had something of an epiphany about Las Vegas that I wanted to share with you and your listeners. I hope you can hang on just 1 second. Somebody needs to get in my row. Oh, I don't know why. Sorry about that. Somebody needed to get in the row. No, I had this epiphany that I wanted to share because I think it's important. We've all been doing Las Vegas wrong. Hang on just 1 second. Somebody needs to get out of my row. Hold on. All right. Sorry about that. Anyhow, what we need to be doing and the way to extract the most... Hang on just 1 second. You know what? I'm going to call you back. Bye.
Okay. So we were at the Cheap Trick Poison concert. And we were fortunate enough to be two rows behind our friend Misnomer.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the end of a row, and he was also on the end of a row. And
row was much more active than our row was.
I had no idea he was leaving voicemail messages at the time for us, but it was fascinating to watch the increasing number of people coming and going from his row throughout the show. So much so that during the entire Poison set, he just stood up.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to. We'll be hearing more. He obviously has some great information he wants to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to hearing exactly what he has to say.
Yes.
So hopefully.
Hope he calls back.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll hear back from him shortly. In the meantime, I put the calls in the wrong order. Let's hear from this gentleman.
Hey, guys. This is Alex from Orange County calling with some quick first impressions of Park MGM. I just checked in on a four-night comp for EDC. That's a way better offer than my gambling normally merits. So clearly they're pushing this place hard. I'm very impressed. Minority among people on the Facebook group do not like the way this place looks, but I like it. It's got certainly some 70s throwback elements, but otherwise all the rooms sort of look like stylish European apartment kind of vibe. I dig it. The pool area was very, very nice, very relaxing. It's got kind of a European feel to it. Everybody I've encountered to a person has been very helpful so far. Most of the EDC people are going to be coming in today and tomorrow, so the crowds and the craziness haven't really hit yet, but I'm sure I will have notes about that. We're going to be going there for our first time, so 3 nights straight of dance until the sun comes up and brunch and hangovers. Should be good. If I have enough to justify another phone call, I will. Otherwise, I'll throw it on the Facebook group. Love the show. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that call. Always happy to hear other opinions on things, because obviously, like last week, we talked about Park MGM, and I'm very down on the place. But I'm glad from somebody who stayed there that they had a good experience and like what they've done with it. And work there continues. Once I'm really interested to see what happens with the rates when they're done at the end of the year. Because right now they're very cheap, and I don't think that's going to last. But
as they should be with all the construction stuff.
Yeah. So we shall see. Thanks for that call, sir. All right, let's go back to Misnomer and get that great information that he has been dying to provide.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, it's Misnomer again from the Cheap Trick concert at the Hard Rock. Sorry about that. I wanted to share this with you because I think it's important, and I think it can help your listeners extract the most value from Las Vegas. Hang on just 1 second. Somebody needs to get in my row.
Excuse me.
Sorry about that. It's real simple. All you do is take your entire gambling budget, and you want to put it in. Hang on just 1 second. Somebody needs to get out of the row. All right, sorry about that. You know, it's real simple. If you just take all of it, hang on, just 1 second. Somebody needs to get in my row. You know what? I'll call you guys back. Bye.
All right. Things aren't working out real well for him, but we'll hear back from him shortly, and hopefully we'll get that valuable tip on how to extract more value from your Las Vegas trip. All right, next up.
Hey, five hundies. This is Not Drunk Scott from Boston. How are you guys doing today?
Super great. Could be better.
A little trip report on poolside at the lovely Aria Hotel and Casino. Very nice pool over here. Very chill, not too crowded. Nice hot tubs and spaces to kind of find a quiet corner in. Really like it. And I was excited for this trip because I got to stay at Aria for the first time. It's a really beautiful property, as most listeners know. Gorgeous design inside, and the gaming has been really good. The crews, with one small exception of one terrible craft dealer, the rest of them have been great, and all the staff here have been really top-notch. The room is really nice. It is a pretty high-tech room, as people have said. I don't see it quite as high-tech as, like, Encore, which I thought had more cool controls for lighting and shades and music, and you could sort of set moods in there and stuff like that. The Aria system's a little less advanced than that, as far as I've been able to tell, but it's nice, the bathroom in the room, and I'm just in a standard two queen, Red Rock facing room. The bathroom is lovely, big tub, big separate shower, but the tub and shower in their own little room. Two sinks. It's a beautiful room, and plenty of room to store your stuff. And the view west is great. I kind of I kind of feel like down here on the southerly end of the strip, a strip view, you know, once you're past Cosmo, it's not all that great anyway. So, I'm liking the view of nature. I had some great meals this trip. I'll call back with a report on that, but maybe just a couple for Aria related food. I tried the buffet today here at Aria, which was really just okay. I mean, it's a $30 buffet, which is a little less than some of the others. And I think it should be a little less. It wasn't bad. The food quality was fine. There just wasn't that much selection. Nothing was really like Wicked Spoon where you eat some things just like, oh my God, that's so tasty. It was just very normal stuff, not incredibly prepared, not badly prepared, just okay. And I expected a little more from the Aria buffet because they have so many amazing restaurants here.
All right, we'll hear more from him in a minute.
The Aria buffet, it's there.
That's pretty much been the MO on that place since it opened. And they've renovated the buffet like 3 times, but it's still just, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's edible.
Yeah. It's not horrible. I mean, it's not.
It's not bad, but it's not great.
I don't think it's worth the price.
No.
Yeah. So there you have it. All right, we'll hear more from him with some restaurant reviews in just a moment. In the meantime, let's get that very valuable information that's going to change your life and your next trip to Las Vegas from Ms. Nomer.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Ms. Nomer from the Cheap Trick Concert there at the Hard Rock again. Sorry about that. Here, let me just see if I can get this out before there's any more people who need to get in and out of my row. If you take your entire... Oh, hang on just 1 second. Sorry about that. Somebody needed to get in the row. If you take your entire gambling budget and you just... Hold on just 1 second. Somebody needs to get out of the row. Okay. Envelopes is part of the strategy. You take your entire gambling budget and divide them. Hang on, you know what? I'm going to call you guys back.
All right. I was convinced by the end of the Cheap Trick set that there was, like, he was being punked.
Uh-huh.
It was like a clown car situation. I think people were just going down that row and then going to out the other end and coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely nonsensical. As you hear, I didn't have any idea he was leaving these voicemail messages from us. I'm so glad that he was. We'll hear from him again in just a moment, but in the meantime.
Morning, 500. Greetings from Chandelier 2.0 at the Cosmopolitan. A little bit of a trip report. Hey, it's Melanie from Colorado, by the way. Gosh, what did I do? 4 nights here, 3 downtown, 1 at Planet Hollywood. Had a wonderful time. Highly, highly recommend everybody go to Golden Tiki. It's out on Spring Mountain Road. It's a little off strip, but not far. Holy moly, these were probably some of the best drinks I have ever had. Painkiller was great. I think I make mine a little better, but they gave me this lime and a coconut drink that arrived on fire. And this thing was, it was like everything you love about summer in a taste. It was amazing. 2 doors down, there's kind of a sketchy looking foot massage place. Oh no. It's amazing. I got an hour of massage there. All our happy feet in the better days. Happy feet was, Pedal Cortez. I think it may still be there, but I think they changed the name. In any case.
Yeah, they did.
They did. Isn't it Massage NV
mm-hmm.
now? I don't know if it's run by the same people or anything, but yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about the prices either or the different things that they offer.
If someone has gone since the name change, please call us with details and your experience, especially if you went earlier when it was Happy Feet.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, damn it.
Did you...
I hit the wrong track and it started her call over.
Oh, no.
Hey, when that happens. All right, we're going to try this.
Morning, 500. Greetings from Chandelier 2.0.
Wait,
I think I make mine a little better, but they gave me this line. It was like everything you love about summer.
There we go. That's close enough.
It was amazing. 2 doors down, there's kind of a sketchy looking foot massage place. Oh, no. It's amazing. I got an hour of massage there. All our happy feet in the better days. Happy Feet was Pedal Cortez. I think it may still be there, but I think they changed the name. In any case, get a couple of tiki drinks, go next door, 2 doors down, get a massage. Oh, wonderful. I think it was $35 for an hour plus tip. So that's great. I know people aren't down with this so much, but I came outside and there was a bus sitting there, so I threw $2 in it and it took me all the way back to the strip and it was awesome. What else can I say? Oh, gosh. Let me think. So at Cosmo, they have Rose, which is the automated text message thing where you can text questions. And so I texted Rose.
Remember her.
The number is posted behind the players' club, but I think there's other places to find the number. I said, hey, can I go to the pool if I'm not a guest here? And it said, hey, I can't answer that. Let me get a real person. So I guess a real person came on named Dora. And she said, I could go to the pool as long as I had a players' club. Yay, big tip. You can go to that really nice Boulevard pool at the Cosmo with a player's card, according to the texting thing. The other thing was, can I help you with anything else? I said, hey, Jeffrey at the bar, he's lovely, he's wonderful. And the actual person said, I'll pass it on to the management team. So a great way to give a shout-out to our favorite people who work hard to make us have a great time. What else? Gosh. All right, I'll call back when I can remember. It's still pretty early. But great trip. Love your show. Bye.
All right, we will hear more from Melanie next week. Thank you for calling, as always, with that info.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't texted with Rose in a long time.
That's okay. You got into some trouble with her.
I did?
Uh-huh. Her boyfriend called up and said, hey.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You need to knock it off.
I was threatened. That's why I haven't chatted with Rose. Mm-hmm. Okay, next up, let's hear from Scott again.
Hey, Five Honeys. This is Not John Scott from Boston, calling with the other half of my trip report on some of the other food I had this trip. I was talking about lemongrass at Aria, which was very good. I just wanted to warn listeners that they do make food really hot there. If you if you're not into hot food, be careful. You pick a low spice level because I got like a soup that was like a 5, and it was on their hotness scale, and it was very, very hot. It was great. I loved it. If I'd gotten any higher, like I was originally inclined to do, I would have been in pain. I had breakfast at Mon Ami Gabi the first day, which was a very good breakfast and great people watching early, you know, in the morning on the strip. There were a lot of drunks in the restaurant, like coming out of Hex and coming to get their, you know, their late night, early morning meal on. So I thought folks with little kids might not like that too much, but don't bring your kids to Vegas anyway. I also had breakfast at Hex the next day, and I thought that was just okay. I liked the breakfast at Mon Ami Gabi better, but Hex had, you know, had a decent breakfast, and I also feel like Mon Ami has a nicer view of the strip. Other great meals, I ate at a bunch of Cosmo places as usual. Este Italio Milos, amazing as always. Get the octopus. I also got this sort of simply prepared fish they do there, which was amazing. Haleo was great. They make this grated tomato on toast thing. It sounds so simple, but it is amazing. Chino Poblano, I never skipped Chino Poblano, and that was awesome. And I had reached out last night to the Facebook group for some dinner recommendations. They recommended all the places that I'd already been, but I did wind up at Haleo and had a great meal there. Bellagio Cafe I tried for breakfast was fine, also not amazing. I kind of expected a little more from them, but it was fine. It was a nice quiet space too, so it's a good place for like a, you know, quiet breakfast if that's what you want, and it's right near the garden. So great food, great trip. I really like staying at Aria. Next trip I get to stay for the first time at Cromwell, which I'm looking forward to. So I'll definitely give you guys a scoop. Thanks for all the great info. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for the call. We do appreciate the restaurant reviews. Any thoughts? Bellagio Cafe is going away, by the way. He mentioned mm-hmm. that one at the end.
Yep.
I think it's closing later this summer. They're replacing it with something I can't even remember what.
I know.
That was announced
a lot of
a long
people
time
were
ago.
Disappointed, too.
I know. It was announced quite a while ago, and yet, you know, the mm-hmm. new whatever's going in there isn't opening until like early next year or something. So, okay. Final call of the week.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Chris Milner calling from the Cheap Trick Concert at Hard Rock. I'm sorry about that. I have completely forgotten my point. I guess just keep doing whatever you were doing. Love the show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm sorry that didn't work out. It sounded like he
had a strategy and everything.
Life-changing information for us, and it just didn't work out. Thanks to all those people who ruined it at the Cheap Trick concert. Damn it. Still a good concert.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like that. It was really comical. We sit at the end of the, I like sitting on the aisle.
Yeah, for the extra leg room.
But I've never seen like 40 people come and go in a half hour period like that. It was very, very funny. Okay, moving along. We have some folks to thank before we wrap things up for some karma donations this week, including Rebecca with a karma donation for a trip coming up in a few days, going with her husband. They're going to Cromwell, Kabuto, Rayos, Gopul, and Reyes. Sounds like quite an agenda you have there. Thanks for the podcast and keep up the great work. Well, we will.
Thank you.
And we hope you have a wonderful trip, Rebecca. Yes. Chris from Hull, England, another donation. Hoping it will help on a short 3 nights in Vegas pre-50th birthday trip. A lot going on there. Karma to all in 500 land. Thanks as always for the great show. Well, thank you. And I believe he posted some trip stuff on Facebook in the last day or two. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I saw some pictures. Jack, love the podcast. Going to Vegas on June 8th. Karma donation worked last year. Here we go again.
All right. Good luck. Thank you.
Hope it works for you. Best of luck. Have a wonderful trip. And finally, Ray with a karma donation for a multi-family trip that begins tomorrow to see the Knights win the cup in Game 5.
Well, it'll have to be Game 6.
Yeah, 5's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Had a little...
little
stumble.
Right, in the plans, but hopefully...
Hope they can make it back.
Yeah.
All right. So... Anything else for the good of the cause?
Nope.
Me neither. We've covered a lot of ground this week.
We have. We've learned some things about each other.
I think we have. You enjoy snacks.
Mm-hmm.
What do I enjoy?
Not ordering dessert.
There we go. Well, that's, yeah. I don't know if that's new information. Although I don't know if the snacks are new information either.
No.
All right. We'll be back next week to reveal more information about ourselves. I always feel this is therapeutic and that we really we grow closer and grow closer to our listeners. 500bymidnight.com is our website. 500gmail.com is email. You can find us on Twitter at 500 and Anita Martini. You can call us. We love to hear from you on the voicemail line. We have a bunch more calls to get caught up on in the next couple weeks, but keep them coming. 702-866-9494. We love your thoughts, your reviews, all that jazz. Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We will be back soon with another show. In the meantime, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.